Well, we kind of suspected we'd have a light crowd today, but anyway, we do have some visitors with us and family come in, so we're glad everybody is here. This morning I want to talk about the subject, forget to remember, remember to forget. Now, sounds crazy, doesn't it? Yeah, it does sound a little crazy, but the Bible tells us to do both, and so we're going to discuss that. The Bible is filled with paradoxes, and a paradox is a figure of speech that ties opposites to the same action. And just like humble yourself to be exalted, exalt yourself and you will be humbled. And then die that you might live, and live that you might die. So, there are passages of things that we are supposed to forget, and there are passive things we are to remember. And we need to remember to forget certain things, and we need to forget our memory of other things. So let's see if we can't get rid of all this confusion. And sometimes these are the same things. So thus we have the paradox. We will look at things we are to forget and remember at the same time. All right, we're supposed to remember. There's several things we're supposed to remember. Remember in Luke 17:32, Jesus said, remembers Lot's wife. Well, the lesson is that once we begin our journey, we are not to look back. Once we become a Christian, we're not supposed to look back and turn our back into the ways of the world. We understand that, and so that's simple. But we're not to look back with a heart of returning to the past. A lot of people have done this. They become a Christian, and that life just isn't thrilling enough for them, so they go back into the ways of the world, and they lose their soul because of it. And so they have that heart that wants to go back to their former way of life. And then we not to look back because we might lose focus upon the goal. Our goal is heaven. And we know it's not an easy goal to reach. As Christians, we've got to put forth an effort in order to get to heaven. It's not going to happen just by chance. We've got to work towards that. And if we start looking back at things the way things used to be and start reminiscing about them, we take our focus off of Jesus. You know, the plowman who does not look forward is going to be a failure. His row is not going to be straight as it should be. And so, as Hebrew writer tells us there in chapter 12 and verse 2, we need to fix our gaze on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. All right. We're to look upon the words of Jesus. Remember the words of Jesus. In Luke 24:6-8, after Jesus rose from the dead, says, he is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. See, we see this a lot with the disciples. As they're following Jesus along, and they go along, Jesus does something, and they just seem to forget it all of a sudden. You know, after the Mount of Transfiguration, where they saw the images appear of Elijah and Moses, and then all of a sudden they said, well, we want to build three altars. No, here, my son, Jesus. You know, they were coming down from the mountain and they had already forgotten what they saw. Well, the problem was that the Holy Spirit was keeping that from them. When Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Holy Comforter and he will bring to your remembrance all that I have taught you. And so, yes, there's a lot of this. We got to remember certain things. And so, after Jesus rose from the dead, the angel said, remember. Oh yeah, he did say that, didn't he? Yeah, that's what we do. We do that a lot of times. When someone asks you, do you remember what I said? Sometimes a parent tells a kid, do you remember what I said about this? Oh yeah, I remember now. I mean, we're all guilty of that. Didn't we all do that at one time or another? Of course we did. Yeah, we forget things. We have selective memory sometimes. And that can be said just about of every one of us. But it is always wise to remember the words of our Lord. You can't go wrong if you remember the words of our Lord. And you can't go wrong if you remember the words that we are to commit to memory. All the passive scripture in the Bible, it does us good to learn each and every one of them. See, the words of Jesus are eternal life. And how do we know that? Because his words are God's words. His words are God's message to mankind. And what he spoke, he didn't speak on his own. And his words will judge us in the last day. Notice what it says in John 12, verses 48 through 50. Jesus says, "He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me." Jesus didn't make up anything. He only did what his Father told him to do. He only said what his Father told him to say. And so if Jesus said it, we know it comes from God. And of course, if Jesus said these words are eternal life, they produce eternal life. We know they came from God. So that did come from there. And we need to remember those words. We also need to remember the prayer of others. And a lot of times we sometimes remember that others have prayed for us. When we're in sickness, we know that our brethren pray for us. When we're maybe on a journey, they pray for our safety. And there's this other times we just need to remember each other, because all of us run through some sort of difficulty at some time, whether it's physical or emotional. We all have difficulties, and we need to appreciate those who have prayed for us. In Acts 20, verse 31, says, "Therefore, be on the alert, remembering that day and night for a period of 3 years I did not cease to admonish each one with tears." Paul spent a lot of time with the Ephesian elders, and he had taught them many things. And he says, remember, you know, you're now in charge. You're the elders. You are the leadership of this church. And you need to remember all the time that I spent teaching you. And you need to remember all the things that I taught you. Later on, he goes to say, "Because I did not withhold anything that was profitable, and I did not shun from declaring you the whole counsel of God." And so that's what he told them. You need to remember these things, because you need to be careful, because some from your own midst is going to present problems. All right, so we are so thankful when we know others are praying for us. And we really do. We appreciate it so much. And we just need to be mindful of that. And we don't need to forget them. So let us not forget them. We're also told to remember the poor. You know, a request by Peter and John and James to Paul in Galatians 2:10, when he says, remember the poor. And of course, yes, the poor are always with us. That's what Jesus said. The poor will always be with you. But what we need is compassion upon them, because for some of us, we were poor one day. Now, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but I know one time we were really struggling trying to figure out where our next meal was going to come from. And someone was kind enough to bring us a bag of groceries. And we appreciated that so much. And so, as time goes along, as we get in better financial shape, then we help and assist others, because it's the right thing to do. And we need to be mindful of this. And we really can't give everything away to do this, because we put ourselves in the poorhouse again. But where we have the opportunity, remember what he said there in 1 John, if anyone has this world's goods and does not assist one who is in need, doesn't do them any good. So no matter how poor we consider ourselves to have been, we still had it better than many others. Just start looking at some pictures of those nations around the world. I mean, I watched a video of a kid taking a bath this morning on Facebook. He was sitting in this great big pot. There was a fire underneath it, and that was the only warm water he could get. And he was sitting in that tub just pouring the water over himself, really appreciative of the fact that he was getting clean. Now, would we do something like that? No, we just step into the shower, step into the bathtub, and get ourselves cleaned off without even thinking about it. But in other parts of the world, running water, they don't have. They've got to go down to the river, which is downstream from many villages, and that's their source of water. No wonder there's a lot of disease there and other problems. And the idea of getting clean is just really strange, especially if there's a whole bunch of animals upriver. So help them when we can, lest you be without the love of God. 1 John 3 and verse 17. Now, we also need to remember that we were once separated from God and Christ. This is what Paul told the Gentiles in Ephesians 2, verse 11 through 12. It says, therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Now, he describes us before we become a Christian. We are separated from Christ. We are excluded from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise. And we have no hope and without God in this world. That is our condition before we become a Christian. We need to remember that. Why? Because now we have these things. And we should appreciate it so much, what he has done for us. And so we should. In verse 13, he goes on to say, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Yes, in Christ Jesus, we have these blessings. Ephesians 1 tells us all spiritual blessings are in Christ. And then we have several passages in the Bible tells us how to get into Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27, Romans 6, 3 through 4. All they'll tell us how we get into Christ. We are baptized into Christ. And so many people in this world teach that baptism is not essential. Well, the Bible says it is. So who are you going to believe? We need to believe the Bible. Now, let's change it. Those are the things we're to remember. Let's think of some things that we are to forget. And if you're honest with yourself, there's a lot of things we really need to put in the past. We need to forget a lot of things. But let's look at this. As Paul said there, what lies behind while pressing forward? And Philippians 3:13, brethren, I do not regard myself as having hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to that which lies ahead. Our focus, as we said from Hebrews chapter 12, is to fix our gaze on Jesus. We keep looking back at the world. We fill our mind up with worldly things. That's where our mind is going to dwell. Our mind is not going to dwell on those good things as we're supposed to do. And we think of our former lifestyle. Some of you were drug users. Some of you did other types of things that were really bad. All of us have done something before we were as a Christian, and we still have that guilt we carry around because of it. And what we did. You know, sometimes I heard someone the other day bragging about some of the bad things they did before they became a Christian. And it may have been funny at the time, but really, God probably didn't appreciate it. Thankfully, they came to their senses, understood, I have sin in my life. I need to put this behind me. And that's what we need to do. We need to put the sin behind us. As the Hebrew writer says there in 12:1, to put away the sin which so easily besets us and lay aside every encumbrance or every hindrance that we have. And so we forget what lies behind. We've got to put that in the past. We just need to remember, yes, I was a sinner separated from God, but through His mercy and His grace and through my obedience, I have now come into a relationship with Christ. And we should appreciate that so very much. A lot of times people just come to church without any appreciation of what Christ did for them. And sometimes it's evident, sometimes it's not. But we should all have that appreciation. What did Christ do for me? And we must remember that and what he did. And our past needs to stay in the past. We don't need to go back and repeat it. If we were a thief, what does Ephesians say? To the thief, stop your stealing. I mean, that's got to be in the past. If you have other sins, those have got to be dealt with and done away with. If you're going to be a faithful Christian, you've got to get rid of sin out of your life. And we cannot relive the past, and we should not dwell there. Remember Lot's wife, as we said. I mean, she looked at her former lifestyle, and she loved it so much, she was willing to look back, and of course, she got punished for that. But the point goes for us. That's why Jesus said, remember her. Is because what is in the past needs to stay there. Forget that. We have a goal we're pressing towards. That's why we need to put our focus. It's just like anything. You're not supposed to let your mind dwell on. And remember the suggestion I gave you last week? Pink elephant, okay? When I say pink elephant, I don't want you to think about a pink elephant. I don't want you to think about the color pink or the fact that it's an elephant. I don't want you to think about that. Put it out of your mind now. Who has successfully done that? No. That's where our mind is. It's dwelling there. You think of your past life. You think of your sin, breaking the law or whatever, and thinking you was getting away with it. Drinking out with the buddies on Friday night. You forget about the throwing up all day Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, you had a great time getting hammered on Friday night. You remember that. Oh yeah, I love that. So guess what? Friday night comes up, and where's your mind? Is your mind on spiritual matters? Your mind on, hey man, I used to hang out with my buddies. That's where your mind is. Think on these things. Philippians 4:8, remember that? The good things. That's where we need to put our mind and let our mind dwell. Now, we may have done many good things, but there are more good things that need to be done. Some of us maybe didn't go out and rob a bank. We didn't kill anybody. And we didn't really steal stuff. I mean, little things here or there, picking up shoplifting, stuff like that. I mean, nah, that's just not so bad. I'm not like one of those bad drug dealers or something like that. I mean, we can say, okay, I did a lot of good stuff. Once again, that is in the past. Forgetting what lies behind. We need to press forward and onward and upward. And don't forget who you are. You made that confession one day and took the steps necessary to become a Christian. Do not forget that you are a Christian. You're going out into an evil world full of evil people. Don't act like them. Don't behave like them. Don't talk like them. Because you're a Christian. Because you've made that good confession that you believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and He is Lord of my life. And you go out and talk like the world? Is anybody going to believe you if you tell them you're a Christian? No. Don't forget that you are a Christian, that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and you have to live like a Christian in order to be convincing. Because there's a word for if you're not convincing, they call it hypocrisy, right? Okay, James 1:25, but one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. Now, we don't need to dwell on our life before we became a Christian, but like I said, we were not a Christian at one time, and we were separated from God. We had no hope of salvation. And God was not pleased with us. So we need to forget that, but we also need to remember it at the same time. If we're living righteous and faithful now, then yes, that's what we need to focus on, the righteous and faithful living now. See, once you became a Christian, it says here in Colossians 3:3-4, your life is to be hidden in Christ. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Christ is supposed to become our life. Like Paul said there in Galatians 2 and verse 20, it's not I who live, but Christ liveth in me, and the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who died for me. So yes, our life is hidden in Christ. As we go out into this world, the people need to see Christ in our actions, in our thoughts, in our behavior. They need to see the example of Christ and what Christ did. His goal was to be pleasing to God the Father. That should be our goal when we get out there. Just hanging around with the guys and making small talk like they talk. I mean, you get around your what you think your buddies, and all they want to do is use profanity. They want to go drinking. They want to do this or that. Things that are not nice sometimes. They want to make fun of people. You cannot afford to be around those people. 1 Corinthians 15:33, evil companions corrupt good morals. See, our focus is to be on things above. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If then you have been raised up with Christ, that's, you've been baptized. You know, Romans chapter 6, you're buried with Him in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. He used the same thought. If you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on earth. And everything we do is because we set it in our mind. Everything we do, because that's where our mind is. If our mind is on the world, that's where we're going to dwell. If our mind is on things above, heaven, and pleasing God, then that's what He wants us to do. And that will bring us the great reward. Things to remember and things to forget. This world is full of them. And we also need to recognize these things. Knowing that we've done some things in the past that are not very nice, and God certainly wasn't pleased with them, we need to remember that we were separated from God, but yet through our obedience and the mercy of God, I'm now a Christian. I am now faithful. And so there are certain things you need to remember. Not with fondness, but sometimes with, why did I ever do such a thing? Sometimes we ask ourselves, why did I ever do that? Why did I steal that? Why did I do that? Maybe some of us paid the price and spent a little time behind bars because of that. And you, why did I even do that? Why would I do that? That's the way of the world. So yes, there are things we need to remember. Remember what God did for you. And we must do both to remind us who we are, where we have been, where we came, and who made it all possible. The grace and mercy of God made it possible that we can become Christians. God, through Christ, made it possible for us to live a new life. And that is the life we need to focus upon. So do not forget to remember the good, and remember to forget the bad. We have to work on that sometimes. Consider those thoughts. We're going to sing an invitation song in a minute. And I need everybody just to reflect upon yourself. Have I done that? Have I become a Christian? Am I now a faithful Christian? Or do I spend too much time dwelling in the past? See, there's some people, they've done a lot of good things in the past, but they don't do them anymore. Remember the church at Ephesus in the book of Revelation chapter 2. God says, I know your deeds, you are great, but you know what? You've left your first love. I mean, yeah, there some people can dwell upon their laurels or their good things they did, and they just stop doing it. They just dwell on the past. Get out of that. We have to look forward and go forward and move forward, move onward, move upward. That's where we need to go. And that's why we're here, to encourage each and every one of you to take the necessary steps to make sure you're in a right relationship with God. And if you're not, we can assist you in any way, whether you need to be baptized into Christ, whether you need the prayers of the church, or if you need to do so privately, go home and take it up with God. We encourage you to do that. And we're going to offer this invitation. If anyone has a need to respond, we invite you to come. All together, we stand and sing. Pray, 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 pray.